بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد. We are reciting Surah An-Nur, and Surah An-Nur is famous for a verse in the Quran which our scholars have said it is the most oft commented verse on in the entire Quran. In other words, the one verse that has been commented on the most tafsirs have been written about it. The most commentaries have been written about it. The most books have been written in order to explain it. It is found in this verse, in this surah. And it is the surah of basically Nur, Ayatul Nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. From this ayah, the surah takes Surah An-Nur. Allah is the light of the heavens and earth. مَثَلُ نُورِهِ كَمِشْكَاتٍ فِيهَا مِصْبَاحٍ. The similitude or the example of his light is like a niche, mishkat. فيها مصباح. A mishkat is a carving inside the wall. In the old days, they would put the lamp inside it, right? So in English, we call it a crevice, something that you carve into the wall, a mishkat. So they would put the lantern in there so that the wind doesn't blow it out. So Allah is saying, the example of his light is like a mishkat, this crevice, فيها مصباح. In it is a candle, misbah. Al-misbahu fi zujaja. The candle is surrounded by glass. So it is a glass candle. It is a glass lantern inside of a crevice. Al-misbahu fi zujaja. Az-zujaja, the lamp, or the light itself, or the glass itself. Ka'annaha kawkabun durriyun. It is as if it is a beautiful star. يُوْقَدُ مِنْ شَجْرَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ زَيْتُونَةٍ لَا شَرْقِيَّةٍ وَلَا غَرْبِيَّةٍ. The lamp or the oil of this lantern, the oil is coming from a olive tree. That is a blessed olive tree that is neither east nor west. شَجْرَةٍ زَيْتُونَةٍ لَا غَرْبِيَّةٍ وَلَا شَرْقِيَّةٍ لَا شَرْقِيَّةٍ وَلَا غَرْبِيَّةٍ يَكَادُ زَيْتُهَا يُضِيءُ وَلَوْ لَمْ تَمْسَسْهُ نَارٌ. The oil from this tree is so beautiful, it is so pure, it will almost itself give light without putting a candle, without putting the match to it. Just the oil is so pure, Allah is saying, يَكَادُ زَيْتُهَا يُضِي. The oil itself will give you light, even if the nar or the match does not touch it. نُورٌ عَلَى نُورٌ. Light upon light. يَهْدِ اللَّهُ لِنُورِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah guides to him his light whomever he wills. وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. That Allah gives parables to mankind so that they can think over them. Now, what is the tafsir of this ayah? As we said, this is the most often commented ayah in the whole Quran. And wallahi, I do not exaggerate when I say that many PhD dissertations could be written about how this verse has been interpreted from the fuqaha to the mystics and the Sufis to the scholars and the theologians to the various groups of Islam to so many different, I mean, whatever interpretation you want, you will find it in this verse. It is such a broad, encompassing verse. People have interpreted all over the spectrum. Of course, I will interpret it according to what I consider the more authentic interpretation. And this is the interpretation of Ibn Abbas and the scholars of our past. So, Allah says, Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. Allah is the Nur, the light of the heavens and earth. There are three legitimate interpretations of this. And all three are valid. And there's no contradiction between the three. And the beauty of the Quran, you can understand a verse in multiple ways. The first interpretation, the light here is a reference to guidance. So Allah is the one who guides, because light is a source of guidance. And that is why the Quran has been called a light. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. And our Prophet has been called a light. سِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. And the religion of Islam has been called a light, because light guides. And Allah says in multiple verses that Allah takes people out of darkness and into light. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. So the first interpretation, Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard, Allah is the one who guides everyone in the heaven and the earth. The second interpretation, Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard, Ibn Abbas says, مُنَوِّرُهُمَا, the one who gives light, the physical light around us. So Allah created the sun, and He created the moon, and Allah created the stars, And Allah allowed us, Allah says in Surah Yasin, that from the dry twig and the dry branches, what do you get? You get the fire and the light. And Allah says this is of His signs. So Allah allowed us to have this artificial light. And so Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard, Allah is the one who has given you a physical light. So the first interpretation, spiritual light. The second interpretation, physical light. And both of them go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so both interpretations are valid. The third interpretation of the verse, which is absolutely valid, Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard, as is, we accept it at face value. Allah is the Nur. Allah is the light of the heavens and earth. A light that is beyond our understanding. A light that, not the light that we see. No, it is a light, but we cannot see it. We cannot understand it. Allah is Nur al-Samawati wal-Ard. And therefore, of the names of Allah, Nur al-Samawati wal-Ard. This is of the names of Allah. Just like Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim and Al-Malik, of the names of Allah, Nur al-Samawati wal-Ard. And this is something that, again, we affirm. Just like we affirm all of Allah's attributes, we understand what they mean, but we don't understand how they exist. Does Allah have hayat? Allah, hay? Of course Allah has hayat, and Allah is living. Do we understand how? Of course not. Does Allah have rahmah? Of course He has rahmah. Do we understand how? No, we don't. Does Allah have sama' and basar, hearing and seeing? Of course He does. Do we understand how? No, we don't. So we understand the meaning, we don't understand how? So Allah is Nur al-Samawati wal-Ard. We understand what this means. How? We don't think about it and we leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something also clearly proven in a number of ayat and hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا وَأَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا. Allah ascribes a nur to Himself. And Allah says that on the Day of Judgment, the entire creation will be alight by the nur of its Lord. So Allah has a nur. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَا يَنَامْ وَلَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ أَنْ يَنَامْ. That Allah does not sleep. And it does not befit that Allah sleeps. And the hadith goes on and on until the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said حِجَابُهُ النُّورِ. Allah's veil is nur. لَوْ كَشَفَهُ لَأَحْرَقَتْ سُبُحَاتُ وَجْهِهِ مَنْ تَهَى إِلَيْهِ بَصَرُهُ مِنْ خَلْقِهِ. That if Allah were to lift this veil up, this hadith is Sahih Muslim, authentic. If Allah were to lift this veil up, the rays, subuhat, what we call the rays of the sun in Arabic, subuhat, the rays that come from His face would destroy all that it sees. So Allah is nur and there is a nur coming from Him. لَأَحْرَقَتْ سُبُحَاتُ وَجْهِهِ. The rays from His face would destroy everything that it sees. And what does Allah see? What does Allah see? Everything. So if Allah had not taken a hijab, no existence could live. If Allah had not covered Himself from the creation could not exist. Because the nur of Allah is too powerful. So as a mercy to the creation, Allah took a hijab. Hijabuhu an-nur. Hijabuhu an-nur. And this hijab is not a veil of darkness. Because Allah is not dark. And no darkness is ascribed to Him. Even the hijab of Allah is nur. Beautiful. Allah is nur and His hijab is nur. Hijabuhu an-nur. His hijab is a different light. And it is a created light. And it is a light that shelters us from His divine light. Hijabuhu an-nur. لو كشفوا, if Allah were to lift that hijab, لأحرقت سبحات وجهه, His real light that comes from His face would destroy the entire creation. And that is why when the Prophet ﷺ came back from Isra wal Mi'raj, from going up to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Abu Dhar asked him, Ya Rasulullah, هل رأيت ربك? O Messenger of Allah, did you see Allah? Did you see your Lord? What did our Prophet ﷺ say? Hadith is in Sahih Muslim, نورٌ أَنَّا أَرَى. There was nur. How could I see Him? Our Prophet ﷺ saw the hijab. He didn't see Allah. There was nur. Nur. Anna ara. How could I have seen Him? So, Allahu nur al-samawati wal-ard. At face value, we accept it. مَثَلُ نُورِهِ كَمِشْكَاتٍ فِيهَا مِصْبَحٍ. The example of His light. Now we get into all of these different, if you like, analogies that Allah has given. There's a crevice, there's a crack. There's a niche, right? The mishkat means niche. As I said, something you carve into the wall. And inside the niche, there is a lantern. There is a siraj, or there is a nur, there is a candle. And this candle is surrounded by a glass. There are so many interpretations, and I'm going to give you just one answer, and there are more, but time does not allow me to go into other than this. This is one interpretation, and inshallah, there are other valid interpretations as well. One interpretation is, this is the example of Islam and the light of Allah as it exists in the heart of the believer. Ibn Abbas said, مَثَلُ نُورِهِ فِي قَلْبِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. This is an example of the qalb of the believer. This is an example of the heart. And so the mishkat is the chest. And the zujaja is the heart. The niche is the chest. And that fragile vessel, the zujaja, this is the human heart. And Allah calls it glass, beautiful. Because what is glass? Glass is simultaneously tender and brittle. Glass is beautiful and fragile. Glass is something that can be hard. And it can be so soft, it can crack. Look at the beauty of how Allah described the heart, right? And our Prophet ﷺ said that inna lillahi ta'ala aniyatan fil ard, that Allah has vessels on this earth, wa aniyatuhu qulubu ibadihi as-salihin, and his vessels are the hearts of his righteous. So it is an aniya, a crystal glass. This is an aniya, right? So the Prophet ﷺ described the hearts as being crystal glasses. And Allah says that our heart is a zujaja, because zujaja, it can be see-through and it can be opaque. And the heart of the believer is see-through, because you can see his niyyah. And the heart of the hypocrite is opaque. It is covered up, right? It can be soft like the believer's heart, and it can be hard like the heart of the munafiq. So Allah describes the heart with a beautiful analogy, and that is glass. And then inside the glass, what is there? The lantern, the light, the candle. This candle is the light of iman that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is in the heart. And Allah says that this whole example is, this whole similitude, it is being fed by olive oil, right? شَجَرَةٍ زَيْتُونَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ لَا شَرْقِيَّةٍ وَلَا غَرْبِيَّةٍ شَجَرَةٍ زَيْتُونَةٍ. The shajara, the reference to the shajara here is to, some scholars said the speech of Allah, others said the Quran, others said Islam, but it's the same thing, really, it's the same thing. I.e., the shajara is the tree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has given this example in other verses in the Quran, where he says that the kalima tayyiba is like a shajara tayyiba, right? La ilaha illallah is like a beautiful tree. So the shajara is the revelation from Allah. And the zaytun that comes from it, the olive oil that comes, this is the knowledge that comes from the revelation of Allah. Because what do you get from the Quran and Sunnah? You get that knowledge, you extract it, like you extract the olive oil from the tree, right? So this is the knowledge that comes from the Quran and the Sunnah. This knowledge is so pure, this knowledge is so beautiful, it is so holy, it is about to itself set alight, even if no match touches it. And this knowledge feeds into the heart, and this heart then is set alight by the light of Allah, because Allah is the nur, and Allah gives this nur, and the actual spark comes from Allah. So this vessel, this crevice, this crack, this candle, it needs the light of Allah. And it needs the oil from Allah. You guys following this example, right? The oil is coming from the Quran. The light is coming directly from Allah. The siraj and the vessel is the heart. So all of this put together, this now becomes this beautiful example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. And Allah says that nurun ala nur, light upon light. Scholars have interpreted this to mean the first nur is the nur of the purity of the heart of the believer. And the second nur is the nur that comes from the Quran and from Allah. So the believer is pure and the revelation from Allah is pure. When you put the two together, what do you get? Nurun ala nur, light upon light. يَهْدِ اللَّهُ لِنُورِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And Allah guides to His light. Remember we said one of the interpretations of Allah, نُورِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, is that Allah guides. The end of the verse shows this. يَهْدِ اللَّهُ لِنُورِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ, that Allah gives parables to mankind. وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. And then in the next verse, Allah says, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. Whoever Allah does not give the light to, he has no such light. And so This parable, my dear brothers and sisters, is the parable of iman in the heart of the believer. And Allah is saying, if the believer's heart is pure and it accepts this olive oil from a tree, I forgot to mention, tree that is neither east nor west. What does this mean? Tree that is neither east nor west. What is neither east nor west? Nothing in this world. Nothing in this world, because everything in this world is either east or west, right? So when Allah says this is a tree, شَجْرَ لَا شَرْقِيَّ وَلَا غَرْبِيَّ, He is saying this is a tree not from your dunya. What else is there? It is the akhirah. And so the tree is from the akhirah. And that is why we said the tree is a tree from Allah. It is not a tree of this world. It is a divine tree. So Allah is saying this is a tree, i.e. His revelation, His Quran. It gives you this knowledge, the olive oil, which is pure. If you take this knowledge and you allow it to seep into your heart, then Allah will alight your heart. And this will be the example of iman in the heart of the believer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those whose light of Allah is shining within us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this iman and this light. And as our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, may Allah give us light. And may Allah give us light in front of us and give us light behind us. This hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma a'tini nura. Allahumma ja'al min khalfi nura. Wa min tahti nura. Wa amami nura. Wa an yamini nura. Wa an yasari nura. Allahumma habli nura. Allahumma ja'alni nura. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, oh Allah, give us light and make us on the right of us light and on the left of us light and in front of us light and behind us light. Oh Allah, make me a light. This is what we should make our dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the darknesses and guide us to light and make us amongst those who have that light. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.